let's go to the weather, because after yesterday's record temperatures, the forecast for today is for a hot, dry, sunny day with temperatures reaching between 26 to 31 degrees and higher even than that in a few parts of Leinster and Munster. Joanna Donnelly, meteorologist and forecaster at Mount Éireann, joins us now with some more detail. Joanna, what's it going to be like today?
Yeah, today, now you will notice if you look up, if you looked up last night, you'd have started to see little clouds forming in the sky. So today we have got the risk of an isolated shower, and if the shower forms, it could be a thunderstorm. But other than that, dry, warm and sunny, dry, hot and sunny indeed. Not quite as hot as yesterday, I don't think.
Where do you think we'll get the warmest? Because I noticed that that temperature that was recorded yesterday is sort of kind of provisionally the highest on record. Could it reach that in any part of the country today?
Yeah, yesterday we got an August record, not the all-time record, the August record in Oak Park in County Carlow. So yesterday at this time, the recorded temperature was higher than it is at the moment there. So I don't think we're going to beat yesterday's temperature. Yesterday at 10 o'clock, I think it was over 26 degrees there at this time in the day. So let me see, yeah, 26.5 yesterday, and today at the same time in the same place, it's just 24.5. So yesterday's record is probably going to stand, but it could happen, and it could be beaten somewhere else. It could be beaten in another part of the country, but I think yesterday's record is probably going to stand for this heat wave.
The fact that there might be some little clouds might be a relief for some, but how long is this going to last? Because we know obviously Mount Éireann has been issuing warning people to particularly to be careful in this weather.
Yeah, out until tomorrow is another hot day. It's hot and it's dry, and people are obviously out enjoying the sunshine, and why wouldn't they? So just make sure you have the sun factor on. Not the factor 50, because we need a little bit of vitamin D. You're going to come down a little bit. Be careful on the water, of course, because there's strong currents. There's a supermoon. Well, there was a supermoon the other night, and we've got really strong currents.
Yeah, you were just actually, hello? I think, tweeting about this yesterday, Joanna, because I know you're, like myself, a bit of an avid sea swimmer. But obviously we're all taking to the sea at this time, but we do need to take care.
Yeah, and I'm swimming all the week. I was swimming this morning, and as I left the beach this morning, I saw a couple with two small children heading to the water with those big inflatables. Those are really, really dangerous on our water. This couple were actually from Poland. Maybe they have a different setup, but they're titled on their beaches, but those are dangerous on our beaches. Really, really dangerous. Don't take inflatables out on Irish beaches. Yes. They're really, really dangerous. Be out to sea. Be in Wales before you see it. Before you know yourself.
So stay safe if you're out on the seawater. Just remind us again, Joanna, why is this happening? You know, what are the weather systems that are giving us this heat? And obviously we're not experiencing the temperatures that you're seeing across parts of continental Europe.
Yeah, of course, the Atlantic airflow protects us. Really, that's the correct term, protects us from those over high temperatures that we just really wouldn't be able to bear here in Ireland. It's anticyclonic conditions, high pressure. When air heats, it rises. And when it rises, then it cools. And that's usually rising air is associated with low pressure. But at the moment, we've got high pressure. The air is descending down on top of us, and it's hot air getting constantly hotter and hotter as the sun just shines directly down on top of us through clear skies. Now it is August, the sun is at a lower angle at this time of year, so there is some protection from the very dangerous rays, but obviously if you're going to be out in the sun all day, you're going to get sunburned. But it's anticyclonic conditions rotating around and around, constantly getting warmer and warmer over the same place.
Is this heat something
that's what's going on?
Joanna, people might think that this year is exceptional, but is this heat something that we are likely to experience every year from now on? Could this become the standard Irish summer?
No, I don't think it's going to become the standard Irish summer. I think our climate systems will be as they have always been, with low pressure. Well, I mean, we don't know exactly what's going to happen, but low pressure systems will always bring rain to Ireland. What we might see is the increased chances of warm spells like this going forward, or the more frequent spells like this. But that's not to say that every summer will be like this. It's not suddenly going to become Spain. We're not going to suddenly become a continental weather based system here in Ireland. We're still going to be on the edge of the Atlantic. We're still going to see a lot of influence from the Atlantic. But yes, we can possibly expect more extremes of heat going forward.
Yeah, somebody said there's 25 degrees in Gorey just now, and it is absolutely glorious. But they're saying these continued dry patches along with wetter winters means climate change has to be addressed. I was in France recently, Joanna, where it was a cool day. It was only 39 degrees, and it's extraordinary when you're in that level of heat. Can you chat to us just about how our, I suppose, the good weather we're experiencing relates to those successive heat waves we've seen across Europe that have led to rivers like the Loire and the Rhine running dry?
Yeah, well, this is climate change. I mean, we no longer have to say that we can't attribute any individual event to climate change. This is climate change. This is more extremes. So in the wintertime, we can also expect more extremes. We can expect more extreme rain events and more extreme wind events. But in the summertime, more extreme heat events. And those come with drought events. So we're run short of water. I know Irish Water have issued a restriction on supplies to various places around the country for tonight, starting from tonight. So I mean, the weather is beautiful, don't get me wrong. We don't want to cause people to become immune to the message of climate change by constantly being the doom and gloom merchants of, oh, you can't enjoy this lovely spell because it's climate change. But the fact is, it is global climate change. We are heading into a future where we will have to seriously watch our supply of water, and it's particularly across continental Europe where it's dangerously dry there. And of course we've got the risks of fires and all of those associated things. We've also got a risk of the potatoes not growing. You know, potatoes need a lot of water, so in a few months' time when we're wondering why our Kyo's crisps are costing so much, you'll know it's because they had to bring in the water to water their potato
crop. It impacts everything.
So there are implications. Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's Donegal, Galway and Cork that the nighttime restrictions are going on. And I suppose, does the rest of the country, Joanna, do you think, have that to look forward to, both during this spell or perhaps just generally moving ahead?
Generally going forward, yeah. If we get the warm, longer, dry, warm summers, then we get more restrictions on our use of water, of course. Now, it is going to start raining this week. We'll get some rain coming through, so... spoil all the fun, but yeah, showers will start over isolated today, a bit more frequent tomorrow, and then we've got some more showery weather coming.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because I'd say that there might be a lot of people out there just asking that, looking forward to when will the rain be. One of the emailer, Joanna, says, "Hi, I've just finished a 2-hour power walk here in Kilkenny City. It's not as hot as yesterday. It's a nice breeze that is blowing more pleasant today." So when do we revert to type, Joanna? When does the rain come back in and we go back to talking about rain, our national pastime?
Yeah, I know. It's terrible to be bringing an end to it because it has been fabulous, hasn't it? It's an absolutely glorious week. But yeah, we look like we're reverting to type from Monday onwards, the Atlantic getting in on top of us, or at least low pressure getting in on top of us from then. But we might see a few showers today. And as I said, if those showers spark off, they could turn into thunderstorms. Should be isolated today, a bit more frequent tomorrow, and then a reduction in the temperatures there and then after that.
Oh, look, we'll always have the rain. Joanna Donnelly for now, meteorologist and presenter at Met Éireann. Thank you so much for giving us the forecast, and thanks for chatting with us this morning. Hope you enjoy the rest of the brilliant weather.